following the fiery Democratic presidential debate in Las Vegas. How might campaigns adjust ahead of the South Carolina primary next Saturday and then Super Tuesday on March 3rd? For some in-depth analysis, we're joined by Kendall Scudder, Democratic strategist and host of a political podcast called Pod Bless Texas. Kendall, first off, your reaction to the debate.
I think that Elizabeth Warren had a night that was do or die for her. She's been seeing herself slipping in the polls, and she came out swinging, as she should have. And I think she probably had the best performance of the debates so far for her. It was pretty remarkable the way that she was able to take on Mike Bloomberg. You know, in my mind, Mike Bloomberg's number one argument is that he is able to go head-to-head against Donald Trump and win. And when you start to see cracks in that, when Elizabeth Warren goes at him like she does, there was no doubt in my mind after watching it that Elizabeth Warren is probably the best person to debate Donald Trump. Now, is she the best one to win against him? I'm not sure, but she had a wonderful night.
Did you think that Mike Bloomberg looked prepared for the onslaught? I know they were trying to replicate what was going to happen.
To be honest with you, I just don't. He kind of seemed like a deer in the headlights, which a lot of the attacks that came at him, we'd seen them before. They weren't new. And so the idea that he wasn't prepared to address those was a bit surprising to me. I don't know whether it was just some nervousness for being on the first stage, debate stage, or what it was, but I was a little surprised. He had a really good moment when he was talking about how he was the only person on the stage that's ever started a business. And I really expected to hear a lot more of that kind of sentiment echoed, but he just got thrown off his game right at the beginning, and it showed throughout the debate in my mind.
We're speaking with Kendall Scudder, Democratic strategist based in Dallas, also co-host of a podcast called Pod Bless Texas. We're talking about the Nevada debate stage and how it impacts the campaigns going forward. What has happened to Joe Biden? As a junior observer, I sense that sometimes he can't or won't finish a thought, or he just says, well, we'll get to that later, or, you know, my time is up. What has happened?
You know, I don't think debate formats are what show Joe Biden at his best. I think that's been his challenge. You know, here in Texas, we saw that whenever Beto O'Rourke was debating Ted Cruz when he was running for Senate. Debates just aren't him at his best. Joe Biden, his strong suit is that he's very involved and experienced in policy, and he's very empathetic and a wonderful retail politician. But being able to recite things kind of in quick one-minute blurbs really isn't his strong suit. But, you know, I think he did what he needed to do, and that was don't screw it up. That's kind of been his mantra in all these debates.
If Bernie Sanders is to stay the front runner, as the number of polls indicate he is right now, how does he do at the top of the ticket come November?
There are a lot of Democratic strategists who debate that regularly. I tend to be a little bit more worried about having Bernie Sanders at the top of the ticket. I've been a down-ballot candidate before. I ran for the Texas Senate in 2018, and I know what it's like when you've got somebody at the top of the ticket that's not going to help carry their weight. So that's a little scary to me. Every down-ballot candidate that's a Democrat is going to be labeled a socialist, right? But what I'll say is that Bernie Sanders and Mike Bloomberg are very similar, as different as they are, and it's that they're both very independent people, right? Mike Bloomberg is independent on one side of the party. Bernie Sanders is independent on the other side.
The idea of a brokered convention, I know, seems to come up during every primary season. Does it have a different feel this time for you?
It does. I think it's because of the number of candidates that are potentially viable. In my mind, the number one state to watch on whether or not we're going to have a brokered convention is California. Right now, the way that the polls are laying out, there's a 15% threshold, and Bernie Sanders is the only person clearing that threshold. And if he's the only person that busts 15%, he's going to leave California with a whole boatload of delegates.
Thanks, Kendall. Kendall Scudder, Democratic strategist based in Dallas.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.